It's middle of August. Hope you guys are thriving in your corner of the world. Natalie and I had the privilege of spending most of a day down at corporate on Monday. And some of you may have heard the news that Young Living has basically pulled out of four major markets. So they pulled out of China, Russia, Colombia, and Brazil. So there was a group of leaders who have built a huge team in one of these markets, and they just lost their livelihood. Everything they've been building. One of them had just been on tour in her home country for a year. And so she gets home and she hears the news that she just lost her check, lost her team. So Emily Wright, Corey Lindley were gracious enough to give us some time. We gave them a tour of campus, and then we walked around campus, gave them a tour, and then we met with Emily. And it's such a gut wrench. You know, it educated my gratitude for what we have. doTERRA truly is such a rare find. It's just hard to find companies with the integrity and with the commitment that doTERRA has. I mean, I could go on for a long, long time about Emily and the story she told. But her journey was really similar to these folks. You know, like, she had built her whole world around the promises that were made over there. And then to have the rug pulled out and to have that world crumble, she had to make some hard, hard choices. And but despite all of the trials that she had, she said, I wouldn't change a thing. I'm so grateful for everything that happened because it made me who I am. Those trials shaped me. And they, So many of you have heard Emily's story. I won't repeat it here, but anyways, it's a gift. It's a gift to be owned by a group of seven owners who have spread out their brilliance, their strengths, their genius. And because of that, there's just so much more safety. And there's just a group of people keeping each other in check. You know, like, maybe one of them goes crazy, maybe three of them go crazy. They've got a contract in place. When they started, they said, we're not going to let the same thing happen to what we're building here. We want this to last generations. And so they made an agreement with each other. It's a 30-page operating agreement that basically keeps them all in check. It basically builds into the system a way for them to keep their egos, to leave them at the door, to keep them all in check. So that's the foundation that doTERRA is built on. It's such a gift. And Dave Sterling's story. Jennifer's asking, can we listen to Emily's story on that anywhere? Yes, she was with Young Living before doTERRA. You know, Natalie and I were in Budapest, and Emily shared her story, and I've never heard her go into so much detail. And just
go ahead, Nat.
I mean, she literally spelled out play by play, you know, what led up to her working at Young Living, how she basically, I mean, she had huge responsibilities there, and then how Dave Sterling came in and how Dave saw her and saw her potential and brought her in. So Dave agreed to work there only if Emily could stay on and help try to save the company. So anyways, long story short, no, I don't know where there's a recording, but I will look for that because it is super inspiring. She was really vulnerable in Budapest about a lot of things that happened before and during. And so anyway, she has paid the dues and been willing to do so much, and God has just led her down this path. And yeah, so great question. Meg is asking, do you know why Young Living had to close those markets? Was because something they did or those countries' policies? So everything from what I can tell, it looks like Young Living made a deal with Amazon that allows them to sell directly to customer. And so they're going around the field. And we know for a fact there's been a lot of poor management over there. And so that's why they're struggling financially. The same day they closed those four markets, they also announced they're laying off 400 employees. So that doesn't happen unless there's some bad things happening. So they're struggling. They're struggling in those markets. I've heard rumors that they may be getting those unprofitable markets off their books so they can either go public or sell to a private investor. I don't know for sure. So great question. But one thing that I heard from both owners, from Emily and Corey, and Dr. O, he stepped in for a minute. They all reiterated that what we have coming at convention this year will be the single biggest launch, not just for doTERRA, but the single biggest product launch in the history of direct selling. So let me say that again. doTERRA has a launch of a new product category. It's not just a single product, but it's a category that, you know, it's big enough for a whole company to be built on, and it'll be the single largest product launch in the history of direct sales. So it's just so exciting. Some of you watched the launch call, I think it was for Elites and Above on Monday. And I don't know if it was recorded. Does anybody know that? Dr. Christine's asking if it was recorded, but it's a big deal. And we are so grateful. doTERRA is so forward thinking and they're so committed to doing what's right and doing what matters. This product launch is just evidence of all of that. So grateful. Chris is saying, yes, it's recorded. Does anybody know where they can access that recording? Victoria is saying, I heard they're going to put it in the DMK. What's the DMK? Okay, great questions. Christina is saying, I hope that supplies can keep up with the demand that's coming. So doTERRA is well aware of what they've got, and they plan for that. So they said, if we sold out, then it would be another fantastic problem, because that would mean we have sold like mega, mega volume. So, digital marketing kit. Got it. Okay. So check doterra.com/DMK and let's see if it's there. Okay. All right. I saw another question too. Okay, here it is. Tracy said, I've got a quick question about the event in Salt Lake. I signed up for it. My sister's coming to convention, but she doesn't do the business. So she's wondering if your event is geared more toward business or more personal application. So excited to spend this time with you. Such a great question, Tracy. So some of you know about our book, Essential Emotions, and all of the products that go along with that. We love the emotional aspect of the Essential Wiles. That's what we first fell in love with. It wasn't the physical healing, it was the emotional healing. And so that has a special place in our hearts. So that's why we bought the company, the Essential Emotions Company, and we are so passionate about empowering people to understand and to leverage that aspect of the oils. So this training is product centric. It's not a business training at all. I mean, if you do use the emotional aspect of the oils, then you know there might be some mention of how to use that to build your business, but it's not a business training. It's purely here's how to up level your knowledge and your ability to serve others through an understanding of the emotional side of the oils. So that is the Wednesday before convention. Here is a link to that so you can learn more. I'm seeing on Facebook, Sarah saying, the emotional side is my absolute favorite too. Such a gift, right? Okay. So if you do have brand new people or customers who don't do the business, they're going to feel right at home there. This is not like, I can't think of anything that's business related besides what I said, just giving yourself the ability to leverage your gift, your service by sharing, kind of by being a life coach, by being an emotions coach for others. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be really powerful. Okay. Some people are saying that the recording's not there, but the flyers are at doterra.com/DMK. So if anybody else does know where the recording is, I would guess that doTERRA is trying to, I mean, obviously they've shared it with Elites and Above, but I don't think they want to give away all the secrets to the whole field. So I'd be surprised if they did share the recording. Okay. Tracy says that Eddie Vila is doing a strengths training on Tuesday. So that would be fantastic. We have loved every training that he's ever done. Allison on Facebook is asking, where can you get the book? So go to essentialemotions.com and that's where you can buy the Essential Emotions book. That URL in here too. Oh, so Gwen says if you had registered for the call, they'd send a link to the recording. Love it. All right. Well, I'm here to serve you. So I'm going to open it up to questions. If you want to come on live, go ahead and raise your hand. You can do voice only or voice with video. So who can we serve today? Go ahead and raise your hand and we will bring you on live. All right, Paula is raising her hand. So let's, Paula, good morning. How are you today?
Hi, so I have a question regarding the essential emotions. I have used that book for the last few years in my doTERRA business, especially in working with people, you know, with different things they've got going on with their life. But I'm wondering, how do you approach somebody, or how do you use that resource? Like, I've used the Itobi scanner and it'll show me that. I've used, you know, where I just look up different emotions, like in conversations when I'm talking to them that they may be feeling. And then I feel like I'm overwhelmed. Like there's some people that I work with that they're dealing with a lot of different emotions on a lot of different scales. So how do you fine tune that?
That's a great question. So for us, 90% of the time, you know, as we're in conversation with somebody, you know, their health issues inevitably come up, or the health issues of one of their friends or family or team members. And so we love to say, oh, well, that's fascinating. Have you looked at the emotional root of that issue? And then usually if we're just out and about, we've always got the Essential Emotions app on our phone. And so we'll just pull that out. And there are two ways that you can, well, three, I guess, that you can approach the issue. So, I mean, let's just say someone has an issue with their feet. They've been, their left foot has been giving them issues for a long time. So we'll just pull up the app and we might just go to the body section and just go to foot and then see what it says. So when you open the app, there's three main tabs, right? There's emotion, oil, and body. So I just clicked on the body tab and then I'm gonna go down to foot. And then it says that the feet represent being present and grounded in here and now. May include feelings of being supported in life. And then we show them the list of emotions that comes after that. And, you know, it's bitter, hiding, or rejection. And then we usually ask, which of those connect most for you? You know, which of those can you most relate to? And then a lot of times there's kind of an aha experience, like, oh, yeah, I am bitter about such and such. And so you can ask the questions right there. You know, am I nursing hurt feelings? Am I disconnecting from the present? And then we'll click on bitter. And then bitter has its own little section on, you know, what it means, what oils can support with that emotion. And then some more questions, you know, some look deeper questions, a declaration, and then a visualization. So that's usually how the conversation goes for us. That's how we bring it up. And oh my goodness, I can't even tell you the number of times people just have this revelatory experience, like, oh, so it's not about, you know, stubbing my toe. It's not about plantar fasciitis. It's an emotion that's at the root of this ailment. And that's not a new idea, right? I mean, Feelings buried alive never die. There's another great book and set of cards that's based on that idea, right? It's this idea that when something manifests as dis-ease or pain or stress, it's actually a signal from our body that there's an emotional need. The body keeps the score is another great one. Heal Your Body, that's the one I was thinking of. Heal Your Body, Heal Your Life by Louise Hayes. So this idea that our body is the tool that's telling us what we need to work on. You know, obviously the body wants to be whole, wants to heal. And so paying attention to the emotional message is, it's so fascinating. So those are the two ways I talked about approaching it from, I think I only talked about body. So the other way is, emotion. Just asking people, you know, is there an emotion that you want to feel more of or less of? You know, maybe you have a lot of anger in your life or anxiety. Maybe you just want to feel more peace or more joy. So we click on the emotion tab and then we go to that emotion and same thing, right? There's a whole guide to lead you to that. The third way that we use the book is we just have people say, you know, which oil have you been feeling drawn to if they're an oil user, right? Or which one is like shouting, stay away, you know, like which one is repulsive to you. And there's usually a message there about what that means. So, just taking that path into the discussion has been so amazing. So anyways, I don't know if that answers your question, but that's usually how we segue into the essential emotions conversation with someone's health issues. Does that answer your question, Paula?
Yes, that's extremely helpful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you clarifying that and going in that detail, because that really helps me a lot. Sometimes I just feel like, you know, I mean, I do feel like I'm just kind of going, okay, whatever comes to mind, that's what I'm going to do. But I really like going forward with as many resources as possible. So that's greatly helpful. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Can I have a question on another topic?
Yeah, let me just say, when we enroll a new customer or builder and we're doing their lifestyle overview, that's a fantastic time and just a really natural place, because you're already talking about their health issues. That's a really natural time to bring that in. Some people use it in their intro class, but it always comes up, you know, in the course of just everyday conversations. So
yeah.
What was your other question?
So total different topic. You were talking about Young Living News earlier. How would you recommend we approach somebody that's working with Young Living?
It's a great question. You know, we had 9 builders here who this is their main gig. You know, like they don't have another job. They don't have, like, this Young Living has been their main gig. And so to have the rug pulled out from under them is just a shock to their system. I mean, they, the phrase that the main leader kept using was, you know, Young Living shared their vision with me, and then I went and sold that vision to my team, and they believed it, they bought into it. And we've all invested into that vision for years. And so I just feel like I'm letting them down. I feel like I've deceived them. So for most of these Young Living folks, they are going through an emotional roller coaster. And there's just so much grief right now. There's shock and there's grief. And so the biggest thing that we can do, I believe, is to just be there to see them, to hear them, to make sure they feel just like, listen, I'm not here to try to, you know, grab you. Like, I don't see you as meat. I see you as a human, and just hold them, right? Like that's what they're not feeling right now, is they're not feeling seen by their company or heard. And so that's what I believe we have to offer them. And so just reach out and just say, listen, I've heard what's happened. I am so sorry. I can't imagine how that feels for you. It must feel so, gosh, yeah, you must feel so abandoned or lost or just betrayed. Just, I'm here for you. You know, like, if you ever want to talk, if you want to kind of vent or tell your story, like, I'm here for you. And so that's the approach I would take. A lot of people are getting approached right now. Just be authentic. Just, you know, don't, if they feel like they're a piece of meat and there's a bunch of vultures that are just circling, that doesn't feel good. We spent most of the day just focused on, you know, helping them feel heard, letting them just grieve. And so that's how we approached it. It's a hard, hard thing. And yes, China is one of those markets, Christina. So we also heard a rumor that, and this was confirmed by Emily Wright, that this is the first of 10. So 4 markets were announced, but there are 6 more that are going to be closed. So it's so, so sad. I cannot even imagine how that would feel if that happened to us. So I would just say build connections, build relationships, be a friend, because they're going to need a friend through this hard, hard thing. Paul, I don't know if you're talking to us or not, but we can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. How about now? Can you hear me better now?
Yes, that's better.
Okay, sorry. So I have several friends that are here in America that work with Young Living. And so anyway, so I just wanted to know the best way to reach them, because I didn't want to come across like a vulture. I don't like that at all.
Sure.
So I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, thank you. Yep. Okay. Thank you for hopping on and joining, Paul. I loved your questions. I saw somebody else raise their hand, but I don't see it now. So go ahead and raise your hand if you do have questions. If you want to come on and ask those. Okay. Some of you are joining late and asking what happened to Young Living. Last week, they announced that they're closing 4 of their international markets. China, Brazil, Colombia, and Russia. And they also fired 400 people at the headquarters. That's a little update for those of you who missed. About the essential emotions training, Allison is saying, I'd like to attend but can't make it. Is there a recording to purchase? Yes, there is. So if you follow that link, and I'll repost that, you can just buy the replay. And so there's the link to the Eventbrite, and you can choose a live ticket or a recording? Awesome. Okay. Yes, it's $49 for the recording. Okay. Sarah is asking, will the new Essential Emotions book be available at convention? Yes, it will. The 11th version, 11th edition, will be included with your ticket for the live ticket, not for the recording, but for the live ticket. So that will be really fun. doTERRA has some really great new products coming out. And so it's been fun to explore the emotional side of the new oils and the new blends. Okay. It looks like we've got Victoria raising her hand. Hello, friend.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Some people. I'm great. How are you?
So good.
I'm so excited about MetaPower, but that's not what I want to talk about. I wanted to share a little bit about the emotions book and also the power of using the emotions wheel and the emoji little chart that you have. I have a customer who has gone through a divorce, and they have a child that goes back and forth. And the child started experiencing not just emotional symptoms, but also physical symptoms. And she's a lovely, 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 well-connected mom, but she was struggling to get her son to be able to express what the problem was. And I gave her the emotions wheel, the book, and the chart. And he was just, and he was eight at the time. And he was just like, bink, 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 bink. And we created blends for him. And it empowered that little guy so much to manage his emotions. It was like, it was so huge that if that's all I ever did in doTERRA, I would die content. It was just changed. So I really want to just impress upon people to make sure they know about that emoji chart and the emotions wheel. And I will say, I went to the emotions training. I guess it was last year I went. I don't remember.
Yep.
But, you know, I thought I knew how to use it. And then going to that course, I had such a major shift in the power of that book and the tools. And I just can't express. I would love, Andy, if you would make a course.
We've heard lots of people request that. So that's a great idea.
Put another request in.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, like the training courses that doTERRA have are really phenomenal because, you know, sometimes people, you have to wait a whole year if you don't live in Utah. Yeah. Or you know, you watch the recording, which is good, great, but... I think the course would be really powerful.
Totally.
Yeah. So just wanted to put that out there that
thank you.
Life-changing.
Some people are asking what you're referring to. So I went and grabbed them. So we have what's called the emotions wheel. And on one side, it has positive properties. And then on the other side, it has negative emotions. And so, you know, one side is I want to feel more. And the other side is I want to feel less. And then based on that emotion, there's an oil that correlates. So this is just a really handy, quick reference chart, especially if we found that this works best with people who have a high EQ, right? High emotional quotient. So if you know how to identify what you're feeling, this is especially useful. But we were in a similar situation. We were meeting with our counselor with a teenage son, and the counselor was like, so where do you want to go? You know? And he was like, I don't care. I don't know. You know, like classic teenage boy. And so he's like, well, how are you feeling right now? And he's like, I don't know. And so he pulled out a chart that just had a bunch of emojis on it. And that's how this was born. We're like, oh my gosh, like that made it so easy for our son to be able to say, well, yeah, I guess what I'm feeling is, you know, insecure or ashamed. And just through the emojis, it became, I mean, that's how kids communicate nowadays, right? It's sad, but it's true. So we're like, okay, let's just roll with that. And then on the back, it has, you know, if that's what you're feeling, here are a list of oils to work with that. And it sounds like you took it to the next level, Victoria, with custom blends. So
that was so empowering. I don't think people understand. Kids intuitively, they know what's helping them. And this little guy goes back and forth between the parents with his little bag. And you know, I just feel like, you know, in a couple more years, right? He's nine now. But you know, you start getting into 11, 12, 13, kids start self-medicating, they start cutting. And if we can, you know, say, hey, grab an oil, not a drink.
Yeah.
And empower them and educate them and say, you know what, there is actually something tangible that you can do.
Yeah.
You know, and he grabs, he knows what he needs.
What a gift.
Yes. Like, a huge gift. And if we can catch these kids and get them educated younger before they really start spiraling down some of these crazy trails, you know, and there's, of course, the state of the world and parents are feeling stressed and that goes on to the kids. And
yeah,
don't underestimate the power of these oils and these tools. And,
so true, right? And I love that. I mean, if we truly understood what we have, you know, the gift that we have to offer. Oh my goodness. And the fact is, I don't know anywhere where people get training on their emotions. You know, like it's, you can get a high school diploma, you can get a, you know, all the degrees in the world and still not know how to say how you're feeling. And so that's just the water that we all swim in, right? Emotions is how we do life. And so, so grateful that we have tools, we have answers.
I think it's one of our unsung heroes, which is why I'm like being in the drum today, because I think a lot of us, you know, we get into the oils for physical healing for the most part. And then we start cleaning our houses with it and we start doing our skincare and we start, you know, and it feels like emotions is the last part. And any of you who are familiar with the oil camps, they actually have an emotions oil camp that's really powerful. Yeah. And you know what? You might want to, I don't, your stuff's not in there, but I do it and I've added your stuff because I customize all my camps.
Awesome.
But you might want to look at that as well, because people don't realize that the oils are as effective for that as physical as everything else. It's not like, oh, it's all this physical support and you get this little side benefit. No, it's as powerful.
That's awesome. I'm hearing some people in the chat who have used that one and that's fantastic.
Yeah. So we can change the world, Andy.
I know.
Let's do it.
On Facebook, Luann is asking, how do I get the wheel and the emoji card? So on essentialemotions.com, you can buy them individually, or we have a bundle that has the book with the cards. And it also has these cool insight cards, which are basically affirmation cards. So it takes the main affirmation from each of the emotion, each of the oils in the book, and it makes a really cool graphic. And they're designed kind of like a postcard from Mother Earth. And so, you know, there's a little stamp from Somalia for frankincense. And so all of these are available at essentialemotions.com. So Victoria, Cass is asking, how do we find the emotions camp?
So it is a program that Jenna, and I'm forgetting her last name, has created. I think it's the Oil Camp Academy Oil Camp Academy, oilcamp.com. I'll find the link and I'll put it in here, but that's to purchase it. If you want to run it for your team, but someone in your upline may have already done that. And then you could join their camp. And Andy, I don't know. Do you and Natalie do the camps?
We have been working on migrating those camps into the platform that you referred us to.
Yep.
But we're still waiting for a couple of their features to be on there. So,
yeah. And in the interim, My Event Cafe is really good. And they offer the camps. You can actually buy the camps. Jen has partnered with them and it just automatically populates. But it's really doing camps is a great way to automate your education. And they have the basics. And then they have a lifestyle camp, which really brings in the supplements and Deep Blue and stuff like that. And then they have the emotions camp. So it's great. When I bring a new person on, I just give them a link.
Here's awesome. The camp.
So I don't have to do all the educating all the time. So it's really powerful. But you can also, if you do, you can modify them, right? You can just get the basics because I've put your information
awesome
in our camp and other stuff.
Love that. So on Facebook, we have another question. Let's see. Allison's asking, do you work with an oil that referring to the emotion stuff, do you work with an oil that you presently feel or how you'd like to feel? So I'd love to hear how you do this, Victoria, but that's why there's two sides to the wheel, is because you can come at it from either angle. So, you know, are you, are you feeling stressed? Are you feeling disappointed? Are you feeling abandoned? Like, if that's what you're currently feeling, that's not where you want to be, then you go to the negative emotion side. But if you want to feel a certain way, you know, like, what's a desire?
Motivate's a great one. So this is a great question because I keep my tools right on my desk because, you know, you get the email and you get triggered, you get a text that can throw you into the red zone pretty quickly. And you're like grab the oil, like in that moment, because you had a wave of a negative emotion, right? And you weren't expecting it necessarily. So I am definitely like, instead of, I've gotten really good at recognizing that and just immediately grabbing an oil. Because I don't want to stay there for very long. If I don't deal with it, I could stay there for half a day, sometimes 3 days. Right? Mm-hmm. So I don't want to do that. So I've created ways. As soon as I'm triggered, then it's an immediate, what do I need? But in the mornings, if I look at my calendar and I'm like, I have a lot on today, then I'm like, what do I need? How do I need to feel for this day? Like, I've got a lot of calls. I need to bring my A game. I need motivate, I need passion, I need whatever, you know, if it's, you know, so it's just like whatever you've got going on. If you can be thinking in advance, that's super helpful. I use balance all the time. I always feel like I'm cheating on balance when I use adaptive. That's weird. But yeah, like balance is my boyfriend, but sometimes I, you know, so it's, and you do, you learn which oils really, have an immediate effect for you on which way you want to go. So motivate and passion are two of my absolute favorites, balance and adaptive, of course. But rosemary is a power oil for emotions. Like, people don't realize that.
Yeah.
I carried rosemary around with me for probably about almost 6 months. And I really didn't know why until I went to the emotions class last year. I thought I was using it for memory because I was trying to memorize something. But I got like addicted to it. I was like, this is really weird, but I'm loving rosemary. I'm loving rosemary. Like, it's keeping it in my pocket, just like loving rosemary. And then I went to the emotions class and I looked up rosemary, and it was all about dealing with transition and uncertainty. And that was right in the time, Andy, when I had left China, And I thought I was going back, but we weren't going back, but we hadn't made the decision yet. We didn't know what was going. We couldn't get our, you know, all this uncertainty.
Wow.
And I didn't even know back that, you know, that was just a year ago. I didn't really realize. And then I was just inhaling rosemary all the time and feeling better, but not even really knowing why.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
So powerful.
Yeah. So use that book. I mean, I could have been more specific earlier.
Yeah. The it's incredible the messages that our body knows intuitively if we give it space to be heard, right? Like those emotions want to be heard. Those messages want to be known. And so it's just a great tool to get to some clarity, to get to some solutions. Yep. So somebody is asking if this, the training this year will be the same as last year. Last year, we spent some time on kind of the origins of the emotions book and how it came to be. We're probably not going to repeat that this year. My internet is being spotty, sorry. So we're not going to repeat the history of how the book came to be, but it'll be similar in the sense that we're going to teach you how to use the book and how to maximize all these tools. The difference is we're doing a deeper dive. And so they kept asking for more examples, you know, like, can you have more people come up from the audience and can you show us how you process someone's emotions? How do you get to the aha experience? How do you help them have that breakthrough that they're looking for? And so that's our intention this year. We want everyone to have experiences with that too. So we'll have people practice processing each other. So it's going to be really fun. It's going to be really great. Lots of people are saying, thank you, Victoria, for the rosemary clarity.
That's just one example.
And that's just one, right? Yes. Oh, so, so good.
Yeah, that book just stays on my desk.
Yes, it's served so many people for so many years. And that's why we bought the company. We're like, oh my gosh, like we love this tool so much. And by the way, we've got it out to, we've translated it in 14 languages. So in the app, you can just click on the little world icon up there and just switch to one of those other languages. So it's pretty fun. Lots of people need it. We were over in Budapest and met with one of our Italian leaders whose father just died during COVID. And so the book was just her godsend, you know, helping her process that loss and move forward.
Well, one of the other things I like about the book is I was just thinking that when my father passed away, I was using a lot of console, but I also was using a lot of breathe. And so a lot of times, if you think you need a specific oil and you don't have it, you can look it up and there's other oils that you might have.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of people don't know that breathe is a great oil for grief.
Totally. Amen. Maria is asking if you have had a conflict that you'd love to see a resolution, have you ever sat with the other person and shared these oils as you work through the conflict together? Absolutely.
I can tell you from experience, it's not good to say to your partner, you need forgive. Or you need. It's not a good way to go about it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Balance.
All of us little healers trying to change people and save the world. Sometimes that doesn't go over so well. But absolutely. And Natalie is the master of this. Like, I've seen her just, you know, like help resolve conflict. Sometimes it's with us, sometimes it's with others. But she didn't even ask permission. She just goes in and she starts rubbing their shoulders or giving them a little hand massage. And it's so incredible to watch people just shift, you know, like in the moment, you can actually see them change and just melt. And so, yeah, I mean, obviously.
One thing I do, Andy, is, you know, is as I will put Adaptive on or whatever oil I'm using and then say, would you like some as well? I'm needing this to help me settle down. Exactly. Would you like some as well?
Yeah. Yep. That's always the best way to lead is by addressing your, you instead of, well, you know what you need. So good. Awesome. Well, I think that's all the time we have today. So, yes, I love what Angelica is saying. Dis-ease is connected to stuck emotions. So if we use the oil to support the body, they get to be released. So good. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Victoria, for coming on and sharing your journey and giving us specific experiences that you've had with emotions and the oils and all the goodness.
One of my favorite topics now.
Oh,
I had no idea when I went into doTERRA.
Wow. Right.
Yeah.
Such a gift. Well, thank you for shining, and thank you everyone for hopping on with us today. So keep sharing the love, keep shining, keep sharing your brilliance and these gifts with the world, because the world needs it.
Andy, they're asking, are you going to have the wheels and
for sure.
Good.
We'll have all the tools available, and knowing Natalie, she'll probably just give everyone one of each with the ticket. So
yeah.
Come play.
Thank you, Andy. So grateful for you guys.
Awesome. Love you. Love you guys. Have a great one.